Our next game is called Tasty Sayings. Let's say hello to our contestants, Rachel Lodi and Josh Wallfish. Rachel, is there any food that you can't eat or has been ruined for you once you found out how it's prepared or how it's sourced or what's in it?
Well, I'm pretty sure I can't eat scallops.
Oh, yeah? Why? What's wrong with scallops?
Well, my mom says I'm not allergic, but every time I eat them, I throw up and get hives. So I stay away
from
them.
Your mom sounds mean. Just saying.
I think she just wanted me to finish my dinner that night. And ever since, right. I've stayed away.
You're sneezing. She's like, well, it's not the cat. Keeping the cat. Josh, how about you? Any food?
It's funny you mentioned cats because there's a
cat
Chinese there's a Chinese restaurant in my hometown that I can't go to anymore because I read a newspaper article that they were found using cat.
No way.
I swear.
Really?
Yep.
And they're still in operation.
No, they're not in operation anymore, thank God. But
how long after the article came out?
Probably within 4 or 5 months. We were seeing.
A few people were like, it's fine by me. A little soy sauce, delish.
The wheels of justice sometimes turn very slowly. A lot of common sayings involve food, and here is why. It's because you put food in the same place that words come out. And later, before this airs, we will replace that with an actual joke. In the meantime, we're going to rephrase some food idioms, and you have to give us the common saying. All right? Puzzle Guru Archung, how about an example?
So if we said, I'm a lazy tuber sprouting on the upholstered piece of furniture intended to seat multiple people, the phrase we're looking for is couch potato.
Makes sense? Wow, that unsettled you guys more than I thought it would. The winner will move on to our final round. Are you ready? Okay. Making money is easy on this savory sauce transportation. Savory sauce transportation. Making money. Keep on riding it because go ahead and ride that savory sauce transportation because you're making money. And you don't want it to stop. Maybe it's Thanksgiving. Ah, yes, Rachel.
Gravy.
We're looking for the entire phrase, making money is easy.
On the
go ahead.
On the gravy train?
Gravy train! Getting the day off was a bonus. Like the sweet glaze on a flour-based baked good. Josh.
Icing on the cake?
Icing on the cake is correct. This fog is as dense as a viscous liquid with a spherical green legume as the primary ingredient. Josh.
Fog as thick as pea soup?
Thick as pea soup is what we're looking for, that's right. Your defective oval object laid by a female bird.
Things laid by a bird.
Right. Yeah, Rachel.
Egg.
A bird does lay an egg. You are technically correct about that. That is not what we're looking for. Just because I like you, Rachel, I'm going to give it to you again. You're a defective oval object laid by a female bird.
Bad egg?
Bad egg, yeah. This internet connection is as speedy as a byproduct of sugar traveling during the first month of the year. Oh boy. Josh.
Slow as molasses in January.
Yes, that's right. These honor students are the thick, fatty liquid at the top of the harvest. Josh.
Cream of the crop.
You got it. You will all be relieved to hear this is the last clue. You are a dense, edible kernel that requires a great deal of effort to access.
You might be allergic to these dense edible kernels. I am.
Rachel?
I buzzed in early.
Thank you for being honest. Do you have an answer that you'd like to give now that you have buzzed in?
Scallops.
It's a fantastic callback, but the incorrect response. Josh, do you know the answer?
I have no idea.
What we're looking for was a tough nut to crack. Boo. Archung, how did our contestants do?
Well, that was a tough game to crack, but Josh was our winner. Congratulations. You'll be moving on.
Coming up, we'll find out how Jim Gaffigan prepared for his role as Jim Gaffigan in The Jim Gaffigan Show. So stick around. I'm Ophira Eisenberg from NPR.